Now, folks, everybody loves a dreamer. And everybody loves a dreamer, and I'm a dreamer myself. Now, not all dreamers are musicians, and neither am I. But being a dreamer is wonderful. But I can tell you, not all dreamers are beautiful, because indeed being a dreamer, but I do think that dreamers are getting better looking every day, because these boys, their mind chips off of the old block, the rotten side of it, and they're better looking dreamers than I am. But we're going to try a beautiful dreamer. I don't know it too well, and I don't think they do, but we'll do the best you can with it. Pray for her.
Just in passing, I'd like to tell Frog that when our girls come to compete for the title of Genie and for the $2,000 first award for singing, that they must be prepared to sing a Stephen Foster song, and they must sing it exactly as it's written. A word to the wise is sufficient. But we appreciate his being able to blow and draw on that harmonica some of Stephen Foster's beautiful melodies. Let's give them another hand. Michael Lee Frame is a folklorist who has written a book, published a book on edible wild plants of Florida. And he's doing a special slide presentation of edible wild plants of Florida today at 11:30, the first one, up in the administration building auditorium. A beautiful slide presentation. And, of course, this is free. And some of you just might be fascinated by this and want to go up there and see this. At 12:30 today on our stage, there will be a Rhythm Bones workshop by Percy Danforth, a remarkable bones maker and player. We have two bones players, Abner Jay, who is playing in Nellie Bly's kitchen all day, and Percy on the stage, and Percy has a booth over here, and after he finishes on the stage, he'll be in his booth to demonstrate the bones, the rhythm bones, and this is certainly a very old way. Well, just in passing, the gospel travelers are evidently still traveling. But we are optimists. I know they're going to get here. And in the meantime, let's welcome one of our loveliest singers, Eugenia Cecini Jones from down Cocoa Way. Let's clap her onto the stage. Eugenia Jones. Isn't it? Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped. I see it's Mary Bonk. a former Floridian who now lives in Atlanta. Let's welcome Mary and her daughter. They're going to sing together.
We were Floridians for about 13 years, and we really appreciate being invited back since we've been transplanted a bit. And this is Sarah, my youngest daughter, and her birthplace was Jacksonville. And we love to come back to the swinging moss.
I only want a buddy, not a sweetheart. Buddies never make you blue. Sweethearts make vows and they're broken like their hearts are broken too. Don't tell me that you love me, say you like me. No lovers' quarrels, no bungalows for two. Don't turn down Lover's Lane, just keep right on a sail. I only want a buddy, not a gal. What is romance but taking a chance, gambling with misery? I was a fool, but just like in school, I learned my lesson, you see. I only want a buddy, not a sweetheart. Buddies never make you blue. Sweethearts make vows and are broken like their hearts are broken too. Don't tell me that you love me, say you like me. No lovers' quarrel, no bungalows for two. Don't turn down Lover's Lane, just keep right on a sail. I only want a buddy, not a gal.
When I was growing up in the 30s, about the first voice I heard in the morning wasn't somebody saying, get up, but this man on radio, WBT Charlotte, named Grady Cole. And he and his wife Hazel wrote this song. I don't remember ever hearing him sing, but he must have at least sang to himself. Only a tramp was Lazarus that day. He lay down by the rich man's gate. He begged for food from the rich man to eat, but they left him to die like a tramp on the street. He was somebody's darling. He was some mother's son. Once he was fair and once he was young. And some mother rocked him, her little darling, to sleep. But they left him to die like a tramp on the street. Jesus, who died on Calvary's tree, gave his lifeblood for you and for me. They pierced his side, his hands and his feet. to die like a tramp on the street. He was Mary's own darling. He was God's chosen son. Once he was fair and once he was young. Mary, she rocked him, her little darling, to sleep. But they left him to die like a tramp on the street. When the battles are over and the victory's won, everyone mourns for the poor man's son. Red, white, and blue, and victory's sweet. They left him to die like a tramp on the street. He was somebody's darling. He was some other's son. And once he was fair and once he was young, somebody rocked him, her little darling, to sleep. Then left him to die like a tramp on the street. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. When the host of hell assail and my strength begins to fail,
Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. In the midst of fault and failure, stand by me. In the midst of fault and failure, stand by me. When I do the best I can and my friends don't understand, who knowest all about me, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. In the midst of persecution, stand by me. When my foes in battle array undertake to stop my way, thou who savest Paul and Silas, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden and I'm facing chilly Jordan, thou lily of the valley, stand by me.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I'm often asked where people find their folk songs. Well, part of them are our heritage. If I asked you if you knew a folk song, your instant reaction might be, oh, good gracious, no. But you do. Think back to the lullabies that your mama or your papa sang to you. We have one in our family that we never have heard any other family sing. Of course, we pass it on. We try to pass it through the family and to friends who want it. And that's the case of Mary Bonk. Mary grew up on a brushy mountain North Carolina tobacco farm with a singing family like Jean Ritchie. She learned at her parents' knee. They loved to sing. They sang when they worked. Mama sang when she washed dishes. They sang when they hoed in the garden or gathered the produce or after supper out on the piazza, rocking and singing. So this is where our folk music comes from. There's a beautiful article in the paper, the Times Union, today about four of our fine folk singers who have been here Friday night and all day yesterday, and I'm sure some of them are on the program today or tomorrow. And they are writing topical songs, and you might wonder, well, are these folk songs time? Will test them and tell them. They are writing their songs down, which is good, but many of our folk songs were not written down and passed on in the oral tradition. And that's what's so fascinating, that they've been kept alive through hundreds of years. Now, here is the little folk singer, young folk singer that I introduced earlier. Eugenia was well known as a folk singer in her high school days in the Orlando area. She's married, lives in Cocoa. She's got a good-looking husband sitting down here on the front row and a good-looking son walking around waiting to hear Mama sing. So let's bring her out. Eugenia Cicini Jones of Coco.
Mother, I would marry, yes, I would be a bride, and I would have a young man forever at my side. For if I had singularity. Those were the days. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have a cow. But I cannot whistle, mother. I guess I don't know how. But if I had a young man, oh, how happy I would be. For I'm tired and oh so weary of my singularity. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have some sheep. But I cannot whistle, mother, I can only weep. Oh, but if I had a young man, oh, how happy I would be. For I'm tired and oh so weary of my singularity. Whistle, daughter, whistle, and you shall have a man. But I cannot whistle, mother. You impudent little daughter, what makes you whistle now? I'd rather whistle for a man than for a sheep or a cow. Thank you. I suppose I could follow that song up with Housewife's Lament or When I Was Single. This song is called When I Was Single, but it's the male's version. When I was single, oh then, when I was single, oh then, when I was single, my pockets did jingle, and I wish I was single again. I married me a wife, oh then, oh then. I married me a wife, oh then. I married me a wife, she's a slave of my life, and I wish I was single again. Well, my wife, she died, oh then, oh then. My wife, she died, oh then. My wife, she died, and I laughed till I cried to think I was single again. Well, I married me another, oh then, some people never learn. I married me another, oh then. I married me another, she's the devil's grandmother. I wish I was single again. She beats me, she bangs me, oh then, oh then. She beats me and she bangs me, oh then. She beats me, she bangs me, she swears she's gonna hang me. I wish I was single again. Young men, take a warning from this, young men, take a warning from this. Be good to the first, for the last is much worse, and I wish I was single again. Thank you. This song I'm going to sing for Cousin Thelma. It's quite different from the last two. It's an old pseudo hymn that was never sung in church. It was performed in the playhouses. I'm sure many of you recognize it. It's the Cherry Tree Carol. Joseph was an old man, an old man was he, when he married sweet Mary in the town of Galilee. When he married sweet Mary in the town of Galilee. Then Mary said to Joseph, so meek and so mild, Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Then Joseph, he flew in anger flew he. Let he who brought thee with baby gather cherries for thee. Let he who brought thee with baby gather cherries for thee. Then up spoke baby Jesus from his mother's womb. Bend thee down the tallest tree that my mother might have some. Bend thee down the tallest tree that my mother might have some. Then bend down the tallest tree and touched Mary's hand. And Mary said to Joseph, see, I have cherries at my command. And Mary said to Joseph, I have cherries at my command. Thank you.
Wasn't that a beautiful song? And I thank her for singing it just for me, but it was nice that you could listen too. I want to tell you that Eugenia is heading up a Heritage Folk Festival at Brevard Junior Colleges down in Brevard County. It'll be a kind of three-pronged thing. Three programs going on at the same time. I have the pleasure of going down and helping with it a little bit. It'll be the 28th, 29th, 30th, October 1st, I believe. Those are the dates. If you're interested, if you're from that area, ask me again and I'll check on those dates. But I'm sure it's the 29th and 30th and October 1st. If not that first date. Now, let's welcome another lovely young singer who has grown up on our stage. Betsy Wiggins has been to the festival oh so many times. She and her sister Hallie, and look at the pictures in your program. We have pictures from every single festival, 25 festivals, 41 pictures in all. In there, and you'll see Betsy and Hallie as little girls singing up here. She's now a young married woman with a husky, busky 2-year-old son. She, thank goodness, she's a teacher teaching music to elementary age children in Hillsborough County. She's based in Tampa. And, oh, we just think it's wonderful. Let's welcome Eugenia, Betsy Wiggins Bauhausen from Tampa.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. Well, the rain didn't dampen your spirits any. This is a song that means a lot to me personally and applies to me in particular, and I'd just like to share it with you. And it's to the tune of an old, old folk song. It's called The Savior of the World. I cannot tell why he whom angels worship should set his light upon the sons of men, or why as shepherd he should seek the wanderers to bring them back, they know not how or when. But this I know, he heals the brokenhearted and stays our sin. This is a song that I wrote. As you walk down the road, are you tired?
Do you need some help with your load? Is the way that you travel rough and bumpy? Well, here's a brand new way to go. Give your hand to the master and he'll guide you along. Give your hand to the master and he'll take you on home. He has waited for you many times and often heard you cry. Give your hand to the master, he will not pass you by. Give your hand to the master, he will not pass you by. Well, this morning is Sunday morning, and I'd like for us to do something together. How many of you speak Jamaican? Oh, good. One person. Well, will you sing with me, please? No, really, you don't have to sing Jamaican to sing the Jamaican Rock of Ages, and that's what this song is. It's called Alleluia, and here's your part. Alle, 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 Alleluia. Alle, 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 Alleluia. Alle, 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 your part, okay? And don't forget the woo at the end because that really lifts your spirits, okay? Ready? The words are real hard, but I think we can manage it. Ready? Alle, 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 Alleluia. Alle, 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 Alleluia. Let me hide myself in thee. I am the rock of ages, cleft for me. Alle. To thy cross I cling. I am the nothing in my arms I bring. Alleluia. This is your last chance. Alle, alle, alle.
We play all kinds of instruments. We have a bottle phone that belongs to the Wiggins family. And Mama's coming out to help play the bottles. They'll tell you about them.
These bottles are all tuned by the amount of water there is in them. They were originally whiskey bottles because I have the best sound. And so,
the best taste,
Betsy said. Anyway, Thursday night, I tuned them up, and I hope they're still in tune with all this kind of weather, but we'll try.
Okay.
And while our stagehands come to move the bottles off the stage, I want to tell you that Aubrey Dunscombe, our musical saw player, will be here this afternoon. Had to go to church this morning. He'll be here. And now let's welcome one of White Springs' own folk singers, a gospel singer, Retha Pearl Marshall from White Springs. And I believe that she has some children with her. Your children? Her own children are coming out with her. Come on, dear. Oh, go ahead. Now, Rita, oh, you gonna play? Well, good. You need some mic. And we want the children and
blessing.
Yeah.
just to know,
oh, in the wee hours of the night.
He'll hear your, he'll hear your cry.
He'll hear your cry.
He'll hear your cry. All you got to do is steal away.
Blessing just to be able say, Lord, I thank you,
Lord,
once again.
Yeah, oh, I thank you,
a blessing.
I thank you
for to be able.
Just to be able
to call on his name.
Oh,
a blessing. What a sweet blessing.
Sweet, 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 sweet blessing.
Oh, it's a blessing. What a sweet blessing. Oh, just to know that he's always there.
He's always there.
Oh, what a blessing.
It's a blessing.
He's my friend. And it's a blessing.
Oh, it's a blessing.
Just to be able.
Yeah.
To say, Lord, I thank you.
I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
I thank you.
One more. One more time.
And this next song we're going to sing, I couldn't do it alone, so God gave me three little helpers. My two daughters, and a very good friend of mine, Mr. Michael Reddicks.
Lord, I
sing it, Mike.
Food for my table.
Oh, yeah.
Shoes for my feet. So much you wonder. I can't conceive. Late in the evening.
Oh, oh yeah.
And the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
All that you've done for me. I just gotta say.
Lord, I thank you. Yeah. Lord, I thank you.
That was Michael Reddick singing with Retha and the children. Let's give them all a hand again. And we do thank the Lord for this day and for this sunshine. And I know you all sitting over here in the sun don't mind a bit getting a few freckles. Who wasn't here last night? Who was not here last night? Well, who was here last night? Oh, boy, and didn't it rain? Oh, my. Well, you can see we've got a little stream all the way around the stage here, and you can feel it underfoot. Well, we were thankful for that, but we are thankful for this beautiful, sunshiny day, and I dare you to fuss about the being hot in the sun. Now, let's welcome three beautiful singers from over St. Augustine way. Joe Mark introduced us to Jean and Gail Smith. They sing a wide variety of folk music. Joe has worked both as a professional musician and a freelance graphic designer. He still does. We have inherited Jean and Gail from Washington State, and we are happy to have them here with us today. Smith and Mark from St. Augustine.
Thank you very much. We were going to start out with a gospel song. That last group was fantastic. I really, they were great. But we're going to do a gospel song anyway. Let's see here. I have good news to bring, and that is why I sing. All my joys with you I'll share. I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship and go sailing through the air. I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship. I'm gonna sail beyond the stars. I'm gonna shout and sing until the bell done ring when I bid this world goodbye.
Well, I can hardly wait and I won't be late. I'll spend my time in prayer. When that ship comes in, I'll leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air. I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship, going far beyond the stars. I'm gonna shout and sing until the bell don't ring when I bid this world goodbye.
You are ashamed of me, you ought not to be, and you better have a care. There's too much fault to find, you sure be left behind when I'm sailing through the air. I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship, going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the bell doesn't ring when I bid this world goodbye. I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship, going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the bell doesn't ring when I bid this world goodbye. Thank you very much. Let's see. This next song is a song that's about a popular topic throughout American history. It's about a great injustice. There's always great injustices in everything, and there's always a lot of gnats. Another great injustice. This song talks about a problem we still have today where people can't pay their taxes, so somebody takes their land. You know, and I don't know, there's no answer for that, I guess. You know? Maybe we should declare today, go out and pay somebody else's taxes today. But this song is about some farmers out in Kansas. Billy was a lad about 10 when the horse thieves caught his daddy out. Cut him down in the road, the stock away. Billy made his cross out of cottonwood and he laid his daddy down. Swore till his dying day that he'd keep that land. Billy had a sister, Nell. She was 12 last summer. Nell and the boy tried to set the farm to rights. She took sick next year and the fever caught her. She passed away on a bitter February night. And Billy laid her down beneath a tree upon the hill. Swore that soon she'd see wheat waving from the land he'd till.
Well, Billy set to work with the burning will of a man possessed. Spent his days and he worked real hard and he done his best. He had an old dog named Jake to keep him company. Jake and the boy were watched by the people on the North Smoky. And soon Bill Orr's name traveled hand in hand as the youngest, toughest dirt farmer on the Kansas borderland. Well, the bankers asked for money down, but all Bill had was pride. Sweat and tears don't mean that much to the law. Then one day the sheriff came to put Bill off his land, make him break his promise to his paw. When the lines were drawn, Billy watched that sheriff die. As the day dragged on, you could hear young Billy cry. He laid Billy down by his daddy's side, took old Jake to town. Wildflowers grew and the windows fell. Still sometimes when the night is warm, you can see old Billy there, keeping watch on the land that he loved so well. And still Bill Lohr's name travels hand in hand as the youngest, toughest dirt farmer on the Kansas borderland. Yes, still Bill Lohr's name travels hand in hand as the youngest, toughest dirt farmer on the Kansas borderland.
Just because I'm tuning down doesn't mean this is a subversive song here. It's one of those weird tunings, Martha. This song is a song, I think this is apt. Could aptly be called a folk song because it's a song about a folk toy. The toy is a yo-yo. Some people are called yo-yos, but this is a toy. It goes up and down on a string. You do all sorts of things around the world, walk the dog and all that kind of stuff. And I bet there's not one person here who hasn't played with a yo-yo. The one on the string, I mean. All right. There's a song called The Yo-Yo Man. Let's see. Before we start this song, though, I want to thank Cousin Thelma for having us here and say that, as you all know, if you just got here, if it wasn't for her, this wouldn't happen. So she's the mastermind behind the whole thing here. This has been a wonderful one, in spite of the rain, too. It's starting to clear up. All right, yo-yo man. I'm a little town boy, never felt free. Tied to my job and tied to my people, living like a chili bean in a can. Then one day come a yo-yo man. Well, he went where he wanted and he did what he pleased. Never had it hard, had a living come easy. Mighty good words for a mighty young man. Gonna leave my home and my friends if I can. Be a yo-yo man at the playground, putting on a show, talking.